Rob Mailer, Kimberley Breakfast, on the road, doing the Peninsula Run. Today, it's Beagle Bay.
It most certainly is, and a very warm welcome to you across the Kimberley from here in Beagle Bay. I am kind of jogging on the spot because it's a little cool this morning, and has been as I've been setting up this morning. It's really nippy, in fact. I'm in front of the Sacred Heart Church next to the store here in Beagle Bay. Of course, the famous Sacred Heart Church, many of you will know. It's beautiful white facade that stands so starkly across against the often beautiful and crystal blue skies of the Kimberley. I'm joined now by Albert Wigan. Good morning to you, Albert.
Good morning,
that's
Rob.
Better, mate. You brought your guitar along today. What are you going to give us?
I've got an early request by one of the locals to sing a song called Choices.
Choices?
Yeah, this song is basically, I wrote this song in regards to Aboriginal people and especially young Indigenous people who've got a very big future ahead of them. And it's mainly in regards to the choices they have to make regarding their culture, you know, and their land.
Coco Sebastian, g'day Coco.
Good morning, Rob.
And with Kelly Hunter, good morning to you.
Right. This is my mum's country.
Okay.
Yes, so it's the land of the Nyul Nyul people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I understand this morning you're going to be able to give us some bit of a welcome in Nyul Nyul.
Kalam Warija Labi Bor. Felix Ngurinjur Jinijir Bor. Victor Jiniji Bor. Kalam Warija Labi Bor. Nyul Nyul Wambrinjan Jiniji Bor. Beagle Bay Wambrinjan Jiniji Bor. Kalam Warijal Labi Bor.
And I'm also joined by Paul Cox. Paul is an elder of this community and has been kind enough to come down early this morning and say good day. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, man. Yeah, born there, 1930.
1930, so.
Yeah. A lot of changes, yeah, big changes, so.
Yeah.
And it's good for the community.
The other thing you would have witnessed is the building of the church, the incredible Sacred Heart Church.
Yes, yes, that was all built by all the Aboriginal people of Beagle Bay. Because all the choices, oh, all the
choices we're making today. We're also joined this morning by Esther Bevan. You went to school with the nuns?
Yes.
What was that experience like?
While it seemed hard, I always say that the grounding that I got here at school by the nuns has carried me very well over the years and right throughout my life.
Were you able to stay connected to your culture?
I was more concerned with learning about how to live and operate in a Western society. If it's the desert or if it's the sea, it could be all of the rugged rain. You have to have language in order to make your connections to country, and that enables you to know intimately, not just the surface knowledge what I would have, but it was a conscious decision on my part not to learn Gija, but instead to learn English and to learn it very well. Even though things have fallen, people have been able to rise up again. Paul, you'd say that. It doesn't matter how many times things happen here, the resilience of people in Beagle Bay is phenomenal.
That's evidenced also. I mean, the church, the bell tower itself, of course, coming down in 2000 and rebuilt. And there is a resilience.
It is very, very much so. And they all get up, dust off, and just start all over again. Slowly forgetting all the yesterdays,
getting all the years today. All right. Hey, everybody, a big round. There's a huge crowd here now as Albert Wigan sits down. The people turn up. It's unbelievable. The kids have, there's plenty of kids who have just arrived. They're all on their way to school, I'm sure, and they're looking. That's the thing that makes the radio go, so maybe not touch that one, big boy. But Albert, that was unreal, mate. And all of your songs have a message, and there's a pretty strong message there, of course.
That's right. And all of these kids, that's what it's basically for, you know. They've got the future ahead of them, and they've got the future in their hands. But they've got to also remember what they're carrying behind them as well, you know, and make sure that that's as important as what's laying ahead of them.
Yeah. And do you reckon music's a great way of getting that message to the kids?
Yeah. Well, there's protesting and there's, you know, campaigning and then there's music. I think I've found my right calling, mate, because it makes me a lot happier, that's for sure.
You're tuned to Breakfast with Robert Mailer on ABC Kimberley.